This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here, there, and everywhere, conversationally every day, pretty much. This is the DJV program, a good radio show, do say so myself, and the DJV download, which focuses on the highlights of the program as much as anything else at djvshow.com. You can hear the whole program as well through the day at DJV show as well. So I'm a little distracted here because you know how I get when something gets stuck in my mind, and right now, Indian summer, the phrase is stuck in my mind. And I, as I'm thinking and listening to a conversation in my head that I had with a couple of people, actually it's been on my mind for the last 3 or 4 days, because we've had here in New England, pretty much across the country, a really nice warm October, which counters the really sucky weather we've had through the course of the summer and into the early fall. So some people call it Indian summer. And with all of the focus on political correctness, and whether Indian summer is an appropriate way to refer to this time of year, I decided that I would look back to see where the phrase came from, ladies. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Jennifer's off back, I think, midweek. So the term Indian summer was something that was originated in England. Had nothing to do with America. They go back to the 1800s, which is when the British Empire was at its height, and they took over India. And so The reference, if you will, I was kind of mistaken, the term referred to the Indian subcontinent and the fact that the weather that was in India seemed to be, India is warm most of the time, it's in a warm part near the equator, or much of the land mass of India is near the equator, so it's warm. And so if it becomes warm in England like it was in India at that time of year, then it was the Indian summer. So that seems to be where it came from. But why do we at the same, why don't we call it something else? If you're saying Indian summer, is that offensive, or will somebody try to make it into something that's offensive, like the Indians, the Cleveland Indians, right, Jay? That was the name's changed now to Cleveland.
The Guardians now.
Guardians.
Well, and Indian summer has a different name in different areas. So in like Germany, Austria, Switzerland, it's a word that translates to old women's summer. In Bulgaria, It's known as gypsy summer.
Really? Huh. So it's very interesting how this stuff begins. And so people get themselves all worked up about it. I'm surprised there hasn't been some protest. But if there were, it would show you the ignorance attached to.
But where can it. I just ask where you're seeing that? Because I'm just Googling it as well, and it said that the
researchmaniacs.com. That's where I'm seeing it.
It was so the etymology of it is that there was a Boston lexicographer, Albert Matthews, who made an exhaustive search of early American literature. This was in the 1800s, and he discovered that the earliest reference that he found was dated in 1851. He had later found that there was a mention of it in 1778 in England, but then that got discounted as a coincidental use of the phrase, and that it actually had started in 1778 in the United States.
So where does this stuff, the reference?
St. John.
Yeah, where is this reference to the British Raj in India using it?
I don't know. But like Jay said, there are different all around the world. Bulgaria has a different one. Finland has a different name for it. Serbia, Slovenia. Everybody has a different term for it, so I'm not sure.
All right, well, at any rate, Indian summer is over. That's the bottom line. The weather around the country is horrible today. Rain, wind on both the East Coast and the West Coast. Matter of fact, it is a nor'easter hitting the northeast now from where you are, pretty much Victoria, New Jersey, all the way up into New York State and into the Canadian Maritimes. And then on the West Coast, there's this huge storm, 100-mile-an-hour winds. It's like a hurricane in parts of Northern California.
And, they need the rain, though. I know it's a lot of rain. I'm seeing a lot of people on social media in Northern California just really freaking out with all the rain, but it's so needed.
You know what? We need to give all of this stuff the emphasis on fear. We need to give it a rest. Yeah, as you have just suggested, over social media.
Well, I don't know that people are afraid of it, but I think people are saying that, you know, it's causing accidents. There are roads that are blocked now because it's been flooding in certain areas. So
right, but that's happening wherever there is bad weather.
But you know Californians they can't handle humidity, let alone any kind of weather that they're not used to. Yeah, all of my friends from L.A., they come to the East Coast, and the first thing, all you hear about for a whole week is the humidity on the East Coast. I mean, they can't even handle that, so.
There is. Let them go to Florida and think it's bad up here.
Oh, God, yeah.
Let them spend some time in the heat in Florida. Alec Baldwin filming this is something that's been going on for a couple of days in our DJV download from Friday, but the conversation all weekend long about what in the heck has happened on the set of that movie. The movie's called Rust. He put it together. He saw the script. I saw this whole background thing, and he thought, okay, I'm going to make this movie. He's not exactly thought of as a Western star, is he? Alec Baldwin, kind of, where does he fit in?
I think he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, I asked, we were talking about this, Brendan's birthday was this weekend, and so we were having a little sort of a brunch at Sophie, who's his wife's, Sophie's mother, Mindy, had us all come over to the house. And we were talking about this, because they're in the movie business, they're in the TV business, and she was explaining, Mindy is Sophie's mother, was explaining what the rigor is to use a gun on the set of a television show or a movie. And apparently, you know, you think all of this stuff is all spontaneous. You know, people, when you watch a television show, the editing is so good that you think everything keeps going, right? But it takes sometimes hours to get a shot or to get a scene done. And the setup and how they do the stuff that they do, they have a prop master and they have a staff that deals with the props. That's why it's so expensive. Normal episodic television costs $3 to $5 million an episode to produce. And a good season of TV, my son's going through this now with his idea for a television show and what the budgets would be. $50, $60, $70, $80 million, no big, it's not, that's what it costs to do even one of these limited, like Mayor of Easttown was that 10 episodes? I think that was 9 or 10 episodes, something like that. You know, those things cost $100 million to do. And I remember when Tucker was doing Debris, that was the same thing. It was like $100 million to produce 14 episodes. So, and a lot of that is because of the technical stuff that's needed to make sure everything, even though it looks real, isn't. And so Baldwin apparently had a real gun, somehow or other that day. But what Mindy was saying is that they make guns to look like period guns, but they are not. They don't take the same size shells, and the shells have nothing in them. You tell by looking at them because there's no tip on them, and you know that's what they're supposed to have. And yet this gun had a live round in it, and there were apparently other guns that had live rounds in them, and nobody. I haven't seen an explanation for this. Have you? Either of you?
No.
Yeah,
an
explanation. The AD that handed Alec Baldwin the gun said it was a cold gun, meaning
right.
There are no live rounds. So Alec thought he had a gun with no live rounds, and he was practicing pulling it, and he points the gun at the camera because that's how it was going to be shot. And when he was doing his practicing, the gun fired off a live round.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also seeing now, Page Six is reporting that the head armorer was a woman named Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She was 24 years old. This was her first big gig.
Yeah.
She's in charge of the guns, and yeah. So that's
well, yeah, the AD should have never even been the one handing Alec Baldwin a gun. The the person that keeps all of these. The film I worked on a while ago, there were guns on set. None of them were supposed to have live ammunition, and there were knives. And whenever the prop master had to pull something out, everybody had to back away. You had to stay, like, away within this radius. And he would hand whatever weapon it was to the actor, and then as soon, like, only for practicing or when there was going to be something shot, and then would take it back right away. There's all these safety protocols.
I think it's time, like, to just get rid of the real guns. You know, we have so many. You can do this in editing. You can do this in post.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for this.
Actors should be
no
able to
reason.
Fake the recoil of shooting a real gun. They should go to a dry a range, a shooting range or something. Practice whatever it is that your body does when it reacts to a gun being fired off. And then do it for the camera. Well, and one of the things, too, is a lot of people who work on this film had quit and sent in their resignation the night before this accident even happened because there were so many unsafe working situations in the environment.
Well, you got to remember also in terms of the history of movies and television sets, think about how many shows, the dramas, all of the Dick Wolf stuff, for example, all involves crime and punishment. So almost every scene has a gun in it, modern guns, old guns, whatever it is. So if we take, as Victoria just suggested, take guns out of television shows and movies, what do you have left?
Well, no, not take guns out. I mean, take real guns out. They on set, just use fake guns, and then if you need to add the sound in, you can add it later in, you know, in editing.
Stuff.
And so that's just there's no reason to have any live rounds on a set. It's just
No reason for that at all.
No.
Yeah, I don't even begin to understand why there is any. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And
if that's
the blanks,
point you're making.
You know, and then, you know, Bruce Lee's son, Brandon Lee, famously was shot right through the heart on set from a gun that was supposed to be blanks, but it had been, something had gotten lodged in the barrel, and it basically just shoots shrapnel. And how can anyone survive that, you know? And then he couldn't. And then this camera woman, she couldn't survive it. It's just, it's awful. And now look, and Alec Baldwin's life is completely ruined. Her family's life is ruined. And for what? Because I don't know. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, what does Alec Baldwin do with the rest of his life in terms of his career?
There's a clear delineation. Forget about his career. There's a delineation now forever of the moment before and the moment after he shot and killed that woman.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It wasn't his fault, but that's not, you know, he still pulled the trigger. And that is where the rubber hits the road, I guess, much anything else. 20, where are we now? 18 after the hour. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school...
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Monday DJV program, a focus on things that are trending, lots of things. Well, most of the conversations we have on the air here are all trending in one way or another, but this is the social media part of the hour, with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram things being of impact. I was looking at something about Taylor Swift, which I thought was interesting, plus Vin Diesel and some other things that are happening that Jay has for us right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so let's analyze for a moment. We've been talking a lot off and on today about music, and I see we've talked about Taylor Swift and her album Fearless when it first came out, and how the person that controls it's kind of screwing around with her, so she's re-recorded some of those things, Jay, some of the songs, if not the whole album, I guess. And so they're trying to get those songs re-aired as if they were new. And apparently some of the radio stations are balking at that because they say it's not new. It's old music from, is stuff from 2008, considered old music.
It's over a decade.
Yeah, but I think the music of Mozart is old music, not necessarily the music from Taylor Swift. So what do you think people are doing now? Is this, she, as I understand, if I recall correctly, you correct me if I'm wrong, she had a fight with her manager. He was screwing her out of lots of money, so she just left.
And the
owns the record company owns the music. So she just re-records it and puts it on another label and it's okay, they're not going to sue him for copyright infringement or anything like that?
It's because there was a clause in her contract that she had to wait a certain amount of time, and then she was able to re-record it and own it.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, and there's very, very slight subtleties that make it a little bit different than the original recording, especially her voice. Her voice sounded so young with her earlier albums, and the next one that she's going to be releasing and has been teasing already is her Red album.
Mm-hmm. Are these all the songs that she performs in concert? This is what people want to hear, right? These are the hits.
Well, she just redoes all the albums from beginning to end. So some of these are hits, sure, but she has so many albums now. I've never seen her live, but I've seen a lot of her concerts that are taped, you know, filmed for TV and for Netflix and whatever, and, you know, it's a long set list.
Yeah, she does. She definitely does whatever songs are on the album that she's currently pushing, and then she'll take a bunch of her biggest hits from her previous albums and perform those as well. It's a great show. She's a great performer.
Have you seen her live, Jay?
I have. I saw her Reputation tour.
Oh, that looked like a
good one. It was great. Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And she's also releasing some unreleased music on these re-recorded albums as well.
Yeah. I thought it was nice. I'm just mentioning this in part because we all know how important the Fast and Furious movies are. Vin Diesel was very close to Paul Walker. We know that Walker was killed, heavens, a number of years ago now. And his daughter's grown up, and so Vin Diesel walked her down the aisle at her wedding over the weekend in the Dominican Republic. Kind of a nice touch. Yeah.
I didn't realize he was her godfather, so they've been tight since she was born.
Right. Yeah, it was nice. Meadow Walker, what a wonderful name that is. In fact, Meadow Walker, 28 past the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three abandoned children, ages 15, 10, and 7, and the skeletal remains of a fourth person, also possibly a child, were found Sunday west of downtown Houston, Texas. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez.
Very disturbing sets of circumstances, so we definitely want some answers for these children. It appears that they were caring, basically fending for each other.
Sudan's civil prime minister, Abdallah Hamdok, was put under house arrest, and several other ministers were detained Monday in what appears to be a military coup. Millions of kids under 12 could be getting COVID-19 shots within the first week or two of November. There are approximately 28 million kids in America, the least affected age group of the dangers of COVID-19. The World Series in baseball is set. The Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros Game 1 is Tuesday evening on Fox. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The vaccine mandate imposed by President Biden is having a fallout effect throughout the United States. Many are calling the mandate an overreach by the federal government. As a result, many are quitting their jobs instead of giving up their freedoms. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is telling those workers in cities where the mandate is costing them their jobs, Florida will pay you $5,000 to relocate to the Sunshine State.
On a scientific basis, most of those first responders have had COVID and have recovered. So they have strong protection. They're making no accommodations for that. They're still pretending like that doesn't even exist. And so that's really, really troubling when you see that. In Florida, not only are we going to want to protect the law enforcement and all the jobs, we're actually actively working to recruit out-of-state law enforcement because we do have needs in our police and our sheriff's departments. So in the next legislative session, I'm going to hopefully sign legislation that gives a $5,000 bonus to any out-of-state law enforcement that relocates in Florida. So NYPD, Minneapolis, Seattle, if you're not being treated well, we'll treat you better here. You can fill important needs for us, and we'll compensate you as a result.
Less than 2 months after collecting its first sample of rocks from Mars, the Perseverance rover is collecting another incredible sample from the red planet, sound. The rover, which first arrived on Mars in February, has two microphones attached to it and has recorded about 5 hours of sound so far. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Next page of the DJV program for Monday. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer off for a couple of days. The Saturday Night Live episode on this past Saturday, because that's when they have... It's interesting how that works, isn't it? Saturday Night Live has been on for, what, 35 years or more? When did it? It's 1978. Somewhere in there is when it started. And it used to be funny. Used to be entertaining. And then it became, for me, a chore to watch it. Not only do I like to stay up that late, but it didn't seem to be funny anymore. But the last three or four episodes have gotten a lot of attention, ladies, including the one this last week with Jason Sudeikis, the one that had Rami Malek when Daniel Craig showed up. I thought that was good. Entertaining.
Oh, you saw that one?
I did see that one.
I mean, the skits that Daniel Craig, the Prince one was funny, but then they put him in a different one and it wasn't good. But, Rami Malek was, I thought he did a good job. And they're on a bit of a roll. The Kim Kardashian episode was fantastic. And that I think that increased the ratings by 25%. So, you know, not bad for a girl with quote-unquote no talent, as people like to label her, but she did great. Mm-hmm. And then Jason Sudeikis this past weekend, this was his first time hosting. You know, he'd been a cast member for 10 years or so, and it was great. He brought back some of his old characters. It was just really, really funny. Brandi Carlile absolutely brought the house down as the musical guest. It was one of the best episodes in a long time. So this season, they seem to be onto something. Hopefully, you know, who knows if they can sustain.
What is it, though? What's changed?
Well, good
and
writing.
And why has it changed?
Yeah.
So
writing
new writers?
Definitely matters, yes. The writing matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's true. But
I think they have a talented cast, too. I think there are a lot of people who have a lot of talent. There was one skit where during the Rami Malek one where a whole bunch of the cast played different celebrities, and everybody nailed it. It was really, all the impersonations were really, really funny.
Well, it's just nice to see it. It's kind of fun to see that thing come back to life, if you will, something that a lot of us grew up in. I can remember when I was married, we used to stay up on Saturday night and watch it. And it was fun. It was entertaining. And those guys, Aykroyd and that bunch, they were just Belushi. They were just fun and funny and just bad enough, you know. So how does Ted Lasso... Was this Jason Sudeikis' idea? I've seen a couple of episodes, and I will tell you that I was taken by them. I saw him on a plane ride someplace.
You should keep watching it because you would love it. It has so much heart and just, oh, it just makes you feel good, but you also laugh in every episode. You would love it. Stick with it. But, yeah, it was an ESPN commercial. It was a spoof where he did a commercial on ESPN where he made up this character named Ted Lasso, and he starts taking... He's a football coach, and they did a series of funny commercials with him. And as he tells it, Olivia Wilde, who was his longtime, you know, partner and fiance at the time, she said, you know what, that's a TV show. You should take that character and develop it into a TV show. So he got together with Bill Lawrence, who did Scrubs and Cougar Town, and they created a whole show around the coach. And it's a brilliant premise. The fish out of water stuff in England is great. It's a very British comedy.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
It's interesting. My son, who's a writer and becoming a producer of television programs, was telling me, we were talking over the weekend of, you know, how things have changed and where there was a market for dark comedy. As quickly as those things come into focus, they go out of focus. Now everybody wants to produce Ted Lasso. Everybody wants that kind of a 30-minute fun show. The other stuff, put on hold for a while. Let's do Ted Lasso. And it just brings into focus how poorly, I'm not sure what the focus, how poorly motivated the people are who are actually running Hollywood and the entertainment business, because they just follow whatever the last thing. Radio is famous for that, too. Whatever the last guy did that was successful, yep, let's copy it. Very few new ideas. So now everybody, because Ted Lasso managed to find a niche, now everybody wants to do a show like that. And you've mm-hmm. seen, you know, like the crime dramas on TV. Everybody wants to try to knock off Dick Wolf.
And I don't think there's any room left, because Dick Wolf has all the time slots. I don't know where you would even put a show to try to knock that off. But, you know, it's interesting, on a smaller scale, when I started telling my friends, oh, my God, you guys have got to watch Ted Lasso, no one had really caught on to it yet, because it's on Apple TV Plus, so it's not like the most popular streaming service, but... I sold it to all my friends, and I said, this is the new Schitt's Creek. Because Schitt's Creek made you laugh in every episode. It was a 30-minute comedy, no laugh track, but it made you laugh, but then it had so much heart to it that you would tear up every other episode. There was some moment that was so touching and so deep, and Ted Lasso gives me all the Schitt's Creek vibes. Different, mm-hmm. you know, totally different plot, different type of humor,
right.
but it has that feeling. It's really, really good.
Yeah. I see, Jay, the phrase, hashtag... Arrest Fauci is trending. Why is that? What are they? This is, we're talking about Faker Fauci, and why do they want to arrest him? What's the thread here?
The big thing that had hashtag Arrest Fauci trending on Twitter was in response to the multiple controversies. Why can't I say that word?
Controversies. Yeah, there it is.
About taxpayer dollars going towards the cruelty testing. Dogs being tested and then ultimately killed.
What?
Well, that happens. I mean, I'm totally against animal testing, and I will not buy a product that is tested on an animal, but this is not new. I mean, we do this in the United States all the time. I've worked with the Beagle Freedom Project because they use beagles to test in America. Mm-hmm. And finally, it's California. Horrible. Yeah, and finally in California a couple of years ago outlawed it. And so, the animal rescue that we work with has helped rehome these lovely, beautiful little beagles. And so, and there's nothing wrong with them, but it's ridiculous. So, the Fauci thing, this is the Rand Paul versus Fauci round 2000 at this point. It's back and forth, and it's the NIH admitted that, yes, they did fund certain gain-of-function research, but that Fauci didn't lie under oath, and that what we did fund was in no way connected to what the current COVID-19 is. It's molecularly impossible is the term that they're using.
But Twitter's bad. Leave the dogs alone. Leave the animals alone. There are so many products, whether it's skincare, body wash, beauty line stuff. There's so many products that you can get that's not tested on animals. It's cruelty-free.
Mm-hmm.
Just search it.
Yep.
I have, I've just been noticing, I'm looking at something that's just come to my attention, and I think it's worthy of a few minutes of our time. This past Saturday afternoon here in Framingham in the Trader Joe's parking lot, there was a fight. And it sort of reminds me of an episode that I saw not long ago on, it was one of the Chicago shows, if I'm not mistaken, where a guy drives up in a van and comes across a woman wearing a burqa and a man wearing, it was a different, let's just put it this way. Their garb is obviously different than traditional American garb in many ways. So anyway, this guy pulls up to this fellow in the Trader Joe's parking lot and yells at him, "Why don't you go back to where you came from?" And then it went from there. So they get into a fight, and the guy gets knocked. I happen to see this now that I'm thinking about it. The report is it was Saturday, but it was last Friday afternoon. And I remember the police coming in. I happened to be going into the Staples store to get my latest shot laminated in the Staples store, so I have my card, my vaccination card laminated. Anyway, so this guy's laying on the ground, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. The police are all over the place, and looked like he was having a heart attack, but he had been in a fight, and some guy he knocked him to the ground, and then he ran over him. And all the while yelling, "Why don't you go back to where you came from?" He'd been.
This was in Massachusetts?
This was in Framingham.
Okay.
Last Friday. Jeez. He was harassing them physically, the guy, the police say, this guy, I don't think they've found him yet, was physically assaulting him and the wife, calling them racist names. They were sitting, actually just had gotten back into their vehicle after coming out of the store. And this guy saw them. He was watching them as they came out of the store, getting in the car. And he goes over to the car and starts beating on the vehicle. What kind of a crazy person does this in the first place?
Disgusting.
All the time. He probably went home and bragged about it on Facebook.
This guy tells that they are blanking terrorists, says the police lieutenant that reported on it. And so apparently he broke a window in the car. But sooner, I guess they were able to subdue him. But just, I guess the story here is, what in the world what is in your head if you're that angry or you're that upset? And by the way, the guy was a Framingham resident named Alex Chernenko. So that's got to tell me that he's either from, a lot of Russians that are moving in here. So the Russians don't like the Muslims. Is that, I guess that's not news. Is this back to the way the Russians are handling, like, the Chinese? There's a whole segment of Muslims in Russia and in China that are being discriminated against, right?
People who are reading those news sources that aren't really reputable, and they're borderline getting brainwashed with things, too.
Anyway, the guy got arrested, and who knows what. I just find that stuff. It's just, how are people that angry And how are people that crazy? I guess as much as anything else. Speaking of that,
everyone should watch more of Ted Lasso, because Jason Sudeikis made a joke during his monologue that he's shocked at how popular it is in the States because the show is ultimately about kindness. So he's like, I don't know why everyone loves this show, because it seems to go against how people are acting. But yeah, more kindness, more tolerance, open hearts, open minds, you know.
Sweetness and light. Yeah. So I'm not going to spoil the conversation then with a discussion about what we're doing with the Afghanistani refugees right now, okay? We'll talk about Advent calendars in a moment here as we continue. But we got a little bit of time here, I think. It's 46 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, so those of you looking forward to Christmas, Advent calendar time, and apparently Aldi, the supermarket chain, has a number of calendars. I know my children have always loved these. I did as a youngster growing up. I loved Advent calendars. Do you have them, either you, Jay, or Victoria? Did you have them as children?
No, I think as a kid, never really got into it.
Yeah, really? I remember every once in a while someone giving us a gift, you know, as a kid, the chocolate ones.
Yeah.
I just busted through all of them and ate all the chocolate, so. I didn't wait.
Yeah, cute. Anyway, Aldi's got a whole bunch of them. National Advent Calendar Day is next week, so it'll be interesting to actually see them and be able to enjoy them. It is it's a nice time of year. It was sort of getting a little plenty of.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many people struggle with depression. Hi.
Past the hour now. It's time for Chuck Curry to go through the weekend box office totals, tell us what did well, and maybe review a few movies that we've all seen. For your listening and dancing pleasure, that continues to be our focus. Plus, Ryan Gosling gets cast in a new movie. We'll talk about that. If you often feel sad or anxious, you may be living with depression. National Depression and Mental Health Awareness and Screening Month, perfect time to consider your treatment options.
Many people struggle with depression. Hi, I'm Representative Cindy Ryu from Washington. 16 million adults are living with major depressive disorder, and there's a new category of treatments becoming available called prescription digital therapeutics. They're app-based technologies that use high-quality software to prevent, manage, or treat a medical condition like depression. If you think you may be experiencing symptoms of depression, talk to your doctor and learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Sounds like the beginning of the CBS Evening News. What is this, Chucker?
That is a theme to the movie Dave, Ivan Reitman's movie, which Kevin Kline played. He becomes the President of the United States because he looks like the President of the United States. I love that movie. Actually, I was looking at the celebrity birthdays, and yesterday was the birthday of Kevin Kline, turned 74. I found that hard to believe, born October 24th, 1947. Uh-huh. I'm a big fan. I like him a lot. Silverado. Dave was a great movie. Fish Called Wanda.
Mm-hmm. So, what toll is the Rust incident with Alec Baldwin going to take on movies like that, movies with guns, on his movie career? What do you think the impact is going to be as people continue to kind of sort this out?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen on a big studio film. I take it. I mean, I haven't really dwelled tremendously into the production itself, but I would take it some sort of an independent production, not a major studio project. So obviously, whatever happened on that set is certainly negligence, because that should never have happened. But, you know, in terms of a personal point of view, Alec Baldwin, you know, he's got to live with that for the rest of his life, which is can't be a good feeling for him.
No, not at all. All right, what happened over the weekend in terms of box office totals, Chucker?
The movie Dune, the remake of Dune, which is based on a sci-fi novel of decades ago, actually opened pretty well. $40 million opening. That is a solid opening weekend. $220 million worldwide in its first frame. Off to a good start. Halloween Kills. And weekend number two, Doug, dropped 70% week to week, 14.5, 73 million in 10 days. No Time to Die, 12 million, 120 million in 3 days, doing a lot better overseas. This one's doing very well. Venom, Let There Be Carnage, a sequel to the anti-hero superhero movie with Tom Hardy, 9.1 million, 182 million in 4 weeks. This movie has decent legs, and there was an animated film, I don't remember the title of it. Came in fifth, 7.3. So pretty decent weekend at the box office, but the pattern is still there. Movies open. There's always one movie a week opens well, and then the fall off week to week is fairly severe. So that's something that has to be corrected going forward. I will say this: the trailers that they're running for Ghostbusters Afterlife, which comes out Thanksgiving, I think that's going to get a ton of people into theaters, and I think that one's going to have really good legs up until the Christmas season.
What do you think about the continuing revisitation? Yeah. I was looking at a review of 1986, the movie Soul Man, where a white guy plays a
Thomas Howell. I remember that movie. There's no way that movie would be able to be.
Well, why are we bringing it up today? What? So yeah, that was 1986. Why?
I'm just telling you political correctness. I'm not saying I agree or disagree, there's no way that movie plays now.
No, I understand that, and that is that's appropriate. But to bring it to go back and try to flush all of these things.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree with you.
It's overcooking.
Can't go backwards. Can only go forward. Right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yes.
Ryan Gosling is cast as Ken in the Barbie.
I know that. Margot Robbie is Barbie.
Yeah.
That's
right,
a big paycheck movie, although I have a feeling they're going to put some sort of interesting spin on it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.